Hi, this is
Love
Intimacy.
Talk Radio.
Okay. Hi, I'm Anita, and this is Intimacy Because It's More Than Just Sex. And yay, I was on time for this episode. I apologize for last month's episode, but this episode will be about fear of greatness. I know it's like a hard thing. It's like, why would you do a show? Everybody wants to be great. Well, you hear that. It's like, be the best, be the best. But some people don't. And yes, there is an actual word for that fear. And I'm, let's see. Okay. Jonah complex. I'm serious. According to Wikipedia, that's a complex. Like, oh my gosh. But have all this potential and they don't want to be the best. And the irony is, had a few episodes where I was talking about how being the best isn't the key to success, and now total oxymoron. But people don't. They just want to be normal or whatever. What is normal? Totally off subject, but what is not? And when you don't want to be great, you'll lower yourself. You'll sabotage yourself. People don't want that. And being great has a lot of responsibilities. It's, you are looked up to, and some people are arrogant. Kanye West. Yes, I went there with Kanye West. But he's known for being arrogant. He's good at it, and he's great. He does not have the fear, so. But the point is, there's this reason. It's like, well, if I'm great, will people like me? And I also think that goes to being female. We lower ourselves to be liked. Oh, he won't like me if I'm smart. He won't like me if I'm taller than him. He won't like me if I'm this. And I don't know if guys do it. I've never asked my guy friend. I've seen guys do it that are, like, perfectly talented, and they just, it's like, well, I don't want, but you're great at it, but I don't want to do it. Why not? I just want to be normal. And also in the animal kingdom, if you're different, you'll be killed. I'm not being negative, but you know, the odd one. You see a land, like, the ugly duckling. I know she became a swan, but she probably went through a lot. I don't really remember that story. But in the reality of the animal kingdom, her mother would have let her starve. It sounds mean. It sounds cruel. She was odd. She was different. Her mother would have let her starve, which would have been the better thing. Even if her mom hadn't, she would have been literally the odd duck. She would have been ostracized. Nobody wants that. As animals, we love people. Other people or the connection thing. We want to connect. We want our own little tribe. So instead of being that great singer, sing off key. People will like you. They'll flock to you. You're not alone. This is great. But in theory, a lot of things sound good in theory, but the reality is that's not great because you're lying, which to me is like the ultimate character flaw. Because you're lying to yourself, because you know you're better. You lie to other people to make them feel better, which ultimately isn't, because they are lowering their values to feel better, and they're not challenging themselves, and that goes into Darwinism, because survival of the fittest, if they're not fit, as well, they're not willing to try to be fit. Sounds another thing that sounds cool, but it's true, usually. The weaker ones die off, so if they're not willing to try to make themselves feel better, the competition aspect is so stressful. But then you also have the flip end of it where you're not ostracized. You're looked at as Gisele Bündchen, the model whose name is horrible at pronouncing. Growing up, she probably was scrawny and tall. And now that's become a good thing, but you have this eye on you and not be omnipresent, whether or not you believe in God, but people looking for you to make a mistake and having to hold on to this image of perfection. And yeah, Beyonce, perfection is born, but but it's what people aspire to, and to have to hold that mantle, it's gnawing. So it's like, okay, do I really want to stress? No. Do I really want to be ostrich? No. So I'll just sabotage myself, you know. I will pretend to be dumb, even though I can do calculus in my head. It's easier. There's no stress. There's no worries. I'll just, like, you know, whatever, da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's not good. If there are any listeners who would, like, you know, I'd love to talk about this or call the guest call-in number. Yes, I'm looking at my computer screen. It is 213-995. And, yes, I will repeat it because I've learned not to repeat myself. But the guest call-in is 213-943-3495. And it's like this. I feel bad for people who do that because you're living in obscurity when you could just be great and share it and be happy. Well, maybe not. It's just a personal choice, but it's a really sad thing to see someone not living up to their full potential when they have the talent and the ability. I remember going to school in high school, this guy, he was extremely brilliant. Like, he could do calculus in his head. But he was that, but he's like, I want to be an, and there's nothing wrong with being an, and I was like, I didn't get it. Like, I honestly, and sort of, now it makes a little more sense because, face it, it's easier to get a job. There's more of a request for a job for an air conditioner, and in the South, you need an air conditioner versus being, like, working for NASA. And I live in Houston, so NASA's not too far away. But I remember thinking, it's like, what? Huh? Yes, I'm, like, seriously having the thinking back to my psyche as a 17-year-old in high school struggling with calculus and looking, like, totally dazed. And you can do this in your head, and you're, mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, I wouldn't want the pressure. I mean, you look at Bobby Fischer. He was pushed and pushed and pushed and had a breakdown. Man could do chess and just breakdown. And you get picked, and then the whole being picked on thing, and, you know, you sabotage it. Like, okay, I feel better. You know, no. It's easier. It's less pressure. We're good. There's no, I just want to be in the brilliance of a wonderful little that is not healthy. I mean, if you're going to be if you're capable of being great, just be great. But that doesn't mean you need to be a great jerk. It just means find your niche. And that is the niche. If you're good at it, you're in your niche. But just be kind to people in your niche and learn. And I was, so after reading the book by Ken Robinson, The Element, How Find Your Path, some people, when they get into their zone, when they're great, it can come across as being totally, like, they've mentally lost it. Not in a, oh, they've lost their mind kind of way, but in a, they're not observant of people or time. Their mind is literally somewhere else. Like, you've seen those people who, like, work on something, and you try to, and it's like, no, they're in their flow. They're in their, I mean, it can be annoying. And I know I've annoyed people by doing that when I'm in my zone at working. And it's like, okay, I'm in my groove. And when you're truly great at something and you get in the groove of it, it can make it hard to be with people. And you just want to be, maybe that's the thing, you just want to be loved. But how can somebody... Then this is another off subject because I think in a million, plenty of different ways. But how can someone truly love you if they don't know you? And that greatness is a part of you, and that's a part of you. It's not like that's that little part of you. Like, okay, in third grade, I sort of kind of projectile vomited on someone. That's like not. It's a part of you. I mean, it's not like something, you know, your people who love you need to know, but it's a funny antidote. That's a part of you, not the major, but the greatness of you're a great piano player. It's like, well, why? Why are you hiding that? Why are you ashamed? I mean, it's self-conscious, but they can't love you. That's not a true love if they can't accept that you're really great at something. I mean, if you're a wonderful cook, as long as they're not, like, constantly wanting you to cook, and if they constantly want you to cook, they need to do dishes. I'm a person who does not like doing dishes, so for me, it's like, okay, if I'm going to cook a four-course meal like Julia Child or somebody, I really hope they do dishes. So that's what I'm using this one as an example. If you can, like, be a better domestic than Martha Stewart and Julia Child, and they accept and they love you for it. They don't want to exploit it. It's like, okay, this is something she's, and it may make them feel good and make them want to just, you know, try to not be like the slob from the Odd Couple. Or they may, and if they truly love, they're not going to exploit your talent. That's not love. That's just being a little, I mean, even though leeches in nature, they do have their thing. Like, they're good at getting rid of bacteria. So, also, but they have their mark, but that's not love. That's use. I mean, love is, you're hearing the Bible, love is patient, love is kind, blah, blah, blah. But they need to love you, and that greatness is a part of you. And if they can't, and if you have to change, they're not loving you. They're loving an image of you. And after a while, that image is like, really, really hard to keep up with, and it'll destroy you, and that sabotaging is not a good thing. And like I said, and however, hey, I've been repeating myself less on the guest call-in. The guest call-in number for anybody, and I do have 3 minutes left, the guest call-in is 213-943-3495. So if you'd like to call, you know, you have a couple minutes to give your opinions, if it's wrong, if it's right, if it's just me ranting or some, because I have a show. I mean, let's face it, I have a show. My rantings and opinions, if you differ, if you're not, don't, love to hear it. If you agree with me, it's another great thing, but it's really sad to see people who so great at something. It's like, it's a tragedy. It really is a tragedy to see somebody settle. And there is, and the older you get, you learn, there is a difference between settling and settling down. Settling down means this is a place where I can grow and develop and, you know, like a tree, like an acorn. The acorn settles somewhere. And then it settles down on the little grass or wherever it's planted, and it grows into a tree. Settling is there, and it gets stomped off by a person. It's mean, but really, you know, it's settled. You walk over it, and it's squashed, and it's dead. But if it's settled down, it's like, oh, this is a good place for me to be, you know, grow and develop. And when you're not reaching your greatness, okay, I just got prompted. And it's like, if you're not reaching your greatness, you're basically being the acorn that's there that gets squished. And because you're literally squishing, and that sounds so preachy, but it's basically by not being great is squishing yourself. And it's new agey and silly, but it is. And you want to belong, but maybe the people you're wanting to belong with are not people you're meant to belong with. I mean, the people who you're meant to belong with support you. And by support, that doesn't mean condone what you do, but they challenge you. They make you want to be great. They want to see you be great. And that's not the people who don't love you. And maybe by self-sabotaging, you may not love yourself either. I have a few seconds left on the show. I appreciate you listening. If you're listening, if not, you know, there are, hey, we have somebody who prefers to listen to a washing machine twirl. We have them thinking because of laundry day. So anyway, I have less, almost 10 seconds. I'm Anita. This is Intimacy Because It's Just Sex, and I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you have a wonderful Sunday evening. Thank you.